Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today's date is December 20, 2025. Let's dive into the key market developments shaping the crypto landscape. Bitcoin has been trading steadily above $87,000 over the past 24 hours, yet it remains below the $90,000 resistance level it has struggled to break since Sunday. Meanwhile, XRP is trading near $1.87. down almost 50% from its all-time high of $3.65. XRP's market capitalization stands above $113 billion, bolstered by the resolution of Ripple's legal battle with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Notably, BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF, IBIT, has attracted around $25.4 billion in net inflows this year, despite posting a negative return of roughly 9.6%. This places IBIT's sixth in year-to-date ETF inflows, signaling a shift in investor behavior toward long-term allocations in Bitcoin. The relative strength index for XRP is near 39 and trending upward, indicating renewed trading interest. Bitcoin, however, has seen a steady decline in market dominance since summer, suggesting capital may be rotating into altcoins. The launch of five spot XRP ETFs in the US appears to be driving fresh institutional interest and changing market dynamics. Risk considerations include warnings from DeepSeek AI about a potential XRP collapse to 20 cents, an 89% drawdown if negative sentiment worsens. Bitcoin's price forecasts call for extreme volatility, with sharp moves expected on either side before year-end. On the opportunity front, the altcoin Midnight, ticker Night, has gained 61% since its launch this week, attracting speculative interest. Analysts at CF Benchmarks project Bitcoin could reach a base case price of $1.4 million by 2035, with a bear case of $637,000 and a bull case of nearly $3 million. This forecast is based on Bitcoin capturing about a third of gold's market capitalization, implying an annualized return of over 30%. Underscoring growing institutional demand, especially as U.S. regulatory clarity improves. BlackRock's IBIT's inflows contrast with traditional equity ETFs, where funds like Vanguard's S&P 500 tracker have drawn over $145 billion. The divergence hardens the point that institutional appetite for Bitcoin remains robust despite price corrections. However, Bitcoin's recent price action includes more than $500 million wiped from leveraged long positions after a brief rally, highlighting the ongoing volatility. The market environment suggests a potential rotation from Bitcoin into altcoins such as XRP, Solana, and Ethereum. This rotation aligns with speculation about a crypto bull run in 2026, contingent largely on regulatory developments in the United States. Institutional interest remains strong but cautious, with many awaiting clearer signals before increasing allocations. In ecosystem news, Coinbase is expanding into prediction markets through a partnership with Kalshi, responding to the expected impact of President Trump's proposed Big Beautiful Bill, which may shift gamblers toward prediction markets. This strategic move aims to broaden Coinbase's appeal among speculative traders and increase transaction volumes. Bitcoin Hyper is preparing to launch a full Layer 2 network focused on decentralized finance, having raised $29.6 million in pre-sale funding. This solution will leverage Solana's virtual machine to offer high speed and scalability, potentially boosting Bitcoin's utility. Curve DAO's recent whale exit, reducing unrealized profits from $5.2 million to $400,000, highlights continuing volatility and strategic repositioning within DeFi. Tron has integrated with Coinbase's Base network, opening new liquidity routes and DeFi access for TRX, though its price remains range-bound, indicating market reaction is still forming. Among critical macro developments, Terraform Labs has filed a $4 billion lawsuit against Jump Trading, alleging market manipulation linked to the collapse of the Terra ecosystem, which cost roughly $50 billion. This follows the recent 15-year prison sentence for Terraform's former CEO. Political dynamics are also affecting crypto regulation. The U.S. Senate has postponed a vote on a comprehensive crypto market structure bill until 2026, citing midterm election pressures and bipartisan gridlock. Meanwhile, the industry has invested over $140 million in political action committees to support crypto-friendly candidates.